Okay, so we are in Tzadi Aleph Sif Dalet in the sugi of Tatag Gavar. When you have a piece of meat and a piece of cheese, one is hot, one is cold. What's the halacha? So we said that Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara and Psachim, and Rav holds Ila Gavar, that the top one wins, and Shmuel holds the bottom one wins, which means that if, according to, well, the halacha is like Shmuel, even though normally halacha is like Rav, but here the halacha is like Shmuel because this is two prices that support him in the Gemara and Psachim. And therefore, we go like Shmuel. The halacha like Shmuel means that if the salami is hot and the cheese is cold, both are completely aser. If the salami is underneath and it's cold and the cheese is hot, then it only asers kedei klipa. And only the exterior becomes aser. And as a hakdama to the sugya, to explain a little bit what is tata govar and what is ila govar, so we spoke out the shita of the Chavas Das. Chavas Das is the Nesivis, and he has an arichlis to explain what is the lumdis of Ila Gavar and Tata Gavar. So yesterday over Shabbos, I recommended that I go through the Chavas Das inside. So maybe if people have Shulchan Aruch there, we will go through a little bit the Shulchan Aruch, the Chavas Das, the Nekudas that are Negev from the Chavas Das, and then I want to speak out also how he learns other in Yonim. In Tzadi Beis, in two places, the Chavas Das is Mayrich on this Yisoid as well. In two places in Tzadi Beis, so I'll go through that as well. But the Chavas Das starts off saying, asking Akasha, he says, that's Pashat L'Chaira, that even if you hold the Ila Gavar, you could sit over here, there's, if you want, not right in front, but, yeah. So if you hold the Ila Gavar, if you hold Tata Gavar, so he says, that's Pasha, that even though it, quote-unquote, cools it off, but it can't cool it off completely. And he brings a raya, because when you have a counter that's cold, and then you put on top of the counter a boiling hot pot, no one's going to say the boiling hot pot becomes now cold and it can't cook anymore. Because the raya, the halacha is, that Kli Rishon is Mevashel. Right? So if you put that boiling hot pot on a counter, it will still cook. So therefore, obviously, it didn't cool it off. So what do you mean, tata gavar? So obviously, when the bottom is cold and the top is hot, it doesn't actually physically cool it off. That's his kasha. But he says maybe in tata gavar, when the bottom is hot and the top is cold, so there maybe you could say that when the bottom is hot and the top is cold, maybe taka warms it up physically. But he says that's not true either, because he brings the Gemara in Shabbos that if you have a Kli Rishon off the fire, that's boiling hot, mecham, and you pour in water, and you put in enough water, lahafshir, that the water ends up, the total temperature of the water is less than Yad Soledis, so it's mutter. So according to Shmuel, Tata Gavar, and the Kli Rishon is hot, so I didn't make the water inside hot? Obviously, because it doesn't physically make it hot or cold. And making it hot or cold physically depends on the physical temperature. Now, he does say, this is a very important kinach, that if lemaisa it got hot, it will be hot midin Kli Rishon. That's clear from the Gemara Psachim, by the Reitiv over there. He brings a raya from the Reitiv by Cheres, that the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, if Reitiv, if juice from the Korban Pesach would hit a piece of Cheres, and the cheres became hot, it would be have a din that the cheres became hot, midin Kli Rishon. And Memela went, if the cheres warms up the tipa, the tipa now becomes treif, because it's not warmed up from the esh. And Korban Pesach has to be from Tzli Esh. Baal Koponim, he says, if the taka got hot, then it will become hot like midin Kli Rishon. But it doesn't muchach that it gets hot. It's not muchach it gets hot. The haraya, when the bottom is hot, it doesn't necessarily make everything in it cold, hot, like by tata gava, but like by a mecham. And if the bottom is cold, it doesn't make everything on top of it cold, like haraya Kli Rishon on a counter. So obviously, it's not the pshat that automatically whatever gets put in it is hot, and whatever gets put in it, right? So that's not pshat. That's his two main rayas. And in the end, what he says is that the ikar nekuda of tata gavar is not legabe bishul. It's legabe blias. So it doesn't actually cook it, because it doesn't actually... You can't hear me? Okay, sorry. That should work better. Okay. So in the end, we were just chazing over last week's nekuda of the Chavos Das, that it's not, that Tatoga and Yilah Gavra does not actually kaveya the temperature of what's inside necessarily, because it's not cooking what's inside just because Tatoga Gavra, or it doesn't cool it off because of Yilah Gavra. The question in Tatoga Gavra, Yilah Gavra is, which one controls the giving over of the Blias? So if you hold Tatoga Gavra, then the top one is what controls the blias, and if you'll log over, the bottom one does. Okay? Now, there's a lot of nafkaminas lahalacha in this and in other areas. And one of the areas that there's a nafkamina is in Hilchos Shabbos. In order to understand the nafkamina Hilchos Shabbos, the Chavos Das has an amazing shtickle in Simon Tzadi Beis, in two places in Tzadi Beis. One is in Sivkatan Chav Gimel, and one is in Sivkatan Chav Zayin. And over there, he brings the Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos. I made copies of the Tosfos. And this is one of those things that everyone wants to know, which is, what's the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? I have a Kli Rishon, and all of a sudden, I pour the water into a cup. Oh, now, totally different. It can't cook, no problem. Everything's mutter. What one in the world is the difference? It's the same temperature. Right? So this is like a Kabbalistic Vart. There's, you know, it have to be on the fire. Like, well, Lamaisa, what? What's pshat? What's pshat? It's a Kli Rishon, and you move the Kli Rishon to a Kli Sheni, and all of a sudden it's not Mavashal anymore. So, Baruch Hashem, the Rishonim asked this kasha. Tosfos asked this kasha, Masechta Shabbos. And this, according to the Chavos Das, uses extensively in that shtickle in Tzadi Beis. So, Frek Tosfos in Daf Mem Amud Beis in Shabbos, a kasha. Shema mina Kli Sheni ain't a Mavashal. Frek Tosfos, Tema Maishna Kli Sheni mi Kli Rishon. What's the difference? The yatzo ledes afilu kli sheni nami. If it's yatzo ledes, then kli sheni should cook. If ain't yatzo ledes, then it's not hot enough. Afilu kli rishon nami ain't a mavashel. This question probably many people have had this question in the course of their lifetime, right? V'yesh loymar. So zoktois is a teretz, very important teretz. Zoktois lefi because she kli rishon. A Kli Rishon, mitoich she'omar al ha'or. What's the difference of a definition of a Kli Rishon? It's a pot that was cooked on the fire. So a pot that was cooked on the fire, doifnois of chamin, the walls of the pot are very hot because they got directly heated from the fire. Since the walls of the pot got directly heated from the fire, they are very hot and they retain their heat. Memele machzik choymoy zman meruba. The koyach of the defanois of the walls to retain their heat is very powerful because they were on the fire. V'lakach nosnu by shir, and therefore the shir is the chosman shiatzeled is by aser. Therefore, the Kli Rishon that was cooked on the fire can cook. Chosman shiatzeled is why it has the power of cooking, because cooking is not just about temperature. Cooking is about sustaining the temperature for a while enough to affect what's in it. So these walls that actually have in them the heat of the fire, it's like they grab the heat of the fire, and then now they're like, they're holding the heat of the fire. So they, even if you put something in them, you take that pot off the fire and you put it down, you know, it still has, it's anchoring the heat of the fire to over here. It's a catalyst. It's for the heat of the fire. It's bringing the heat, and therefore it can cook weiter, okay?
Even off the flame,
because now the Kli Rishon is it cooks. I remember I had a mice like this once. My first year we were married, we were trying to make donuts or something on Hanukkah. So it's like you fry up the oil, and then, this was before I knew Rabbi Klodny, so I had to do it myself. So we tried to, and then all of a sudden this oil started smoking like crazy. So everything went wild, so we took the pot outside, put it on the front lawn. And then there's all this donut dough inside, so we're like, hey, and just threw them inside, in the pot. Outside, and within like 2 minutes, it was all cooked. All the donuts were ready. So the Kli Rishon, that's by oil, not by water. But the point is that the Kli Rishon, even without anything inside, maintains the heat because it was on the fire. That's Tosfos is Yesod. So right away, that means if you take the food out of the Tefanos, if you take the food out of the Tefanos, L'chayer won't be able to cook anymore, right? Because the idea of what Tosfos is saying is that the Kli Rishon. You know, Tosfos is saying that the Vorta Kli Rishon is that it has hot walls. Though it has the hot walls of the pot. So therefore, if you take away the hot walls of the pot, then L'chaira, according to what Tosfos is saying, won't cook anymore. Because the whole idea is that the walls are what's helping cook. Now, what does Tosfos say at the end of Tosfos? Aval Kli Sheni. When it comes to klisheni, afal gav di yad soledes boy, even though it's yad soledes mutter, why? She'en doif nois av chamin, v'hoylech umiskar. Because the walls are not hot and they cool it off. They cool off the food because the walls of the pot are cold, and therefore the walls of the pot are cold. They cool off the food, and they keep on adding a level of cooling off to the food. So to the point that the food cools off. Okay, so the Chavos Das asks, that is a stira in Tosfos. Which is the vart? Is the vart that you need hot walls in order to cook? So therefore, basically what Tosfos is saying is that in the klisheni, here, this is a klisheni, right? So in the klisheni, you have hot water. The water itself is the same temperature as it was in the kli rishon, but you don't have the additional push of the tfanis, right? But is the vart that you need hot walls to cook? Or is the vart because the cold walls cooled off the water a little bit? Is it because the cold walls make it worse or the hot walls make it better? So it's a steer and Tosfos. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Zok t'chavis das, the nafkamina is irui. What about if you pour it out of the cup and the water is in midair? Can the water, while it's in midair, be cook or not? Right. So that's a nafkamina. If you go with the first part of Tosfos, so then it won't be able to cook because it's not in the tfanis machamamais, it's not in the hot walls. But if you go to the second part of Tosfos, it's not in the cold walls either. So it didn't get cooled off, so it should be able to cook. So it's a steer how to learn Tosfos. So why is Tosfos saying Reisha this way, Sefer that way? And he's not giving us the full answer, he's a steer. He says like this. He says, Tosfos is saying both and leaving room for us for the middle, for the rest of the sugya. So like this. When you have hot walls, the hot walls will cook no matter what, and they're not subject to the sugya of Rav and Shmuel, Tata Gavar, Ela Gavar. So you have hot walls, you could put the hot walls on top of an ice cube, it won't matter. When the hot walls, Kozman the Yatzolad, this Tosfos says that they cook. Right? Anything in the hot walls will cook. Furthermore, hot walls will cook even according to Rav. Because think about it, he has a kasha. If you have a boiling hot pot, and you took it off the fire, and you put it whatever, you're holding it in midair, or you put it on a counter, whatever. So you have this boiling hot pot, and then you put a little water in it, and the water starts sizzling. So you're chayv skila, you're chayv on Shabbos. You cooked on Shabbos, right? So frek t'chavis das, according to Rav, a lo govar. So how did the pot have a koyach to cook what got put in it? Ila govar, and the water that came in is the ila. Zakta Chavos Das, no, Tosfos is saying that the koyach of cooking is b'koyach the pot, regardless of ilah or tata. Nothing to do with our sugya. Hot pot got cooked up from the flame of the fire. Zok Tosfos, that cooks regardless. Okay, clear so far? And that's regardless of Rav and Shmuel. That koyach, no matter where it is, either according to Rav, even if ilah gavar and the cold one is the ilah, it will still cook. Or according to Shmuel, you put it on top of a counter and the cold one is the tata, it would also cook. Okay? Huadin klisheni. Let's say you have a cold kli. So the halacha is that a klisheni is not mevashel. So let's say on Shabbos you have water, boiling hot water, and you put it into a kli. Now you try to put something else into that kli. So the halacha is klisheni is not mevashel. Spices, different things, whatever. Klisheni is not mevashel. You put a raw piece of meat into a cup with hot water. You're not chayv on Shabbos. Even if it got yatzeledes, but it wouldn't matter. Klisheni is not mevashel. Why? So Tosfos is bavarning akasha. According to Rav, maybe you should say ilah gavar. So the hot water that you put into the cup, fakir, made the cup hot now. And memela, fakir, the klisheni, what's the whole pshan klisheni according to Rav? And don't tell me the Rav doesn't hold a klisheni. Right? So according to Rav, ilah gavar, so what's ever the pshan in klisheni? So can I just finish the thought? So according to Zok Tosfos, no. When you have cold walls of a kli, it never cooks, and it's also not subject to Ilar Tata of Rav or Shmuel. So when the walls are hot, I don't care where you put them, it always cooks. When the walls are cold, I don't care if the ilah comes in or the Tata comes in, it never cooks either. Okay? So Tosfos Taka is saying both extremes, because it's Nogeya. So he's saying the top, no, hot walls always cook, and cold walls will never cook. You'll always lose your koyach of klisheni. Okay? So far, we got the Tosfos?
Kuli Alma, everyone agrees.
Kuli Alma agrees to everything. Okay? So what are you going to say?
I was just deciding off the top, but then why do some people say that for like things like tea bags you put
in? Okay, so right. Because some things do cook in a klisheni. What was that? Yeah, what was that?
That's what I was
going to
ask.
No, the idea is something's cooking it, even a klisheni. But, you know, they don't need the extra walls. Yatzaled just cooks them automatically. So now we know that Tosis is saying, Gavaldika Yisoy, that Bishl, Koyach Bishl is not subject to the sugya of Rav and Shmuel. In a klirishon is always good, even according to Rav. And no matter where you put it, a klisheni will never cook. Even though ilah gavar, maybe you put hot stuff in it, it won't matter. So where is the whole sugya of Rav and Shmuel? Is when you don't have cold walls and you don't have hot walls. That's where there's going to be a nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel, legabe bishul as well. Okay, the nafkamina is going to be like that case. So he says, irui, if you pour boiling hot water from an urn, you take a kettle off the fire. You have a kettle, you take it off the fire, and then you pour onto something. So you take water from the kettle, and you pour onto a piece of meat. So, it's like this. Some shittos hold that that's mevashel, according to everybody. Why? Some shittos hold because it's still, the Rashbam holds that the lumdus is, it's still mekusher to the dfanos. Okay? Because it's one flow. So therefore, that's called as the koyach of the dfanos, and it's mevashel kuli alma. So let's take a case but not all the Rishonim hold like that. Rabbeinu Tam argues on that. Also, you could have a case where you poured it and then you pulled back the pot, so now the stream is no longer connected to the nifsak lekiluach. So you pour and then you pull back the pot. Now you have a stream in midair over here. Okay, what's the status of that stream, or what's the status of the stream in a regular case according to Rabbeinu Tam that holds that it's called a klisheni already while it's midair? So and then it touches that piece of meat. See, that's where you're going to have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, v'lo gavar tata gavar. Because you don't have the cold walls, you don't have the hot walls. So now, if the meat got hot and got yatzoledes, is that considered that you cooked it? According to Rav, you cooked it. V'lo gavar. According to Shmuel, no, you didn't cook it. Forget it. The meat cooled off the water. But it's only nogea when you don't have either one. You don't have the hot walls, you don't have the cold walls. That's the setup of the sugya as far as this is concerned.
What's the difference between a piece of meat that's shaped like a cup? Because
now there you're talking about if the water, now that it's in the cup, can cook something else comes into it. But you want to know, did it cook the cup when it came into the cup?
Okay.
Maybe it did. No, you can't cook a cup. So maybe in a chanami. The point is we're klishen. You want to know, which is a good shayla. Okay. But this is really off our topic, but it's Gishmak HaShayla. What would be, and it's Nageh sinks and counter and stuff like that, it's a simon and Sadi base. That's where it comes in. What happens if you have both? You have hot walls and cold walls at the same time. How do you have that? According to the Rashbam that says that a stream which is connected to the pot is still considered part of the pot, right? So then what would be the halacha if it's still connected, but it's touching the cold kli at the same time? So now the water has both. Has the hot kli and the cold kli. So what's that going to be? And that's the din of nifsak hakiluach, and that's whatever. The lay nifsak, what? That's very complicated. Now this is why the Chazon Ish holds that this cup right here that I got from the urn, I filled up with water from the urn, is a kli rishon. That's the Chazon Ish holds. Why? Because No. The Chazon Ish holds this thing as a kli rishon. Why? Because zach the Chazon Ish. Because the urn, when I filled this up, it was attached, right? That urn was never taken off the flame. It's not like a kettle you took off the flame. The flame is on with the urn. So therefore, it's like you filled this up directly from the fire. So therefore, this is like the kli that got the thing from the fire. So it's like the klirishon itself. That's Chazon Ish.
Klisheni
It's klirishon. No, the second one is klisheni now. because it's not connected to the fire anymore. He has a Mefurshe Gemara in Shabbos that says this. That depends on this diak. Do you need Tefanis Macharis or Macharis? Yeah. Fine. So now another big nafkamina. So one nafkamina of this whole Torah is the Iroi in between, right? There's another big nafkamina is the Shmuz of Davar Gush. Yeah, what is it?
Tosfos really saying that it's cold walls or it's the lack of hot walls?
That's the Chakira. If it was just the lack, why do you have to say anything? Just say that you don't have the hot walls like he had in the first place. In other words,
he would have said cold. He says it's a lack of hot.
No, he says, Ein tefainos chametz v'hoylech u'miskar. So he's learning that the cold wall, the walls are cooling it off. It's a little muduic, like you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I understand. I hear what you're saying. But that's how the Chavos Da'as learns this Tosfos. Okay? Now, there's another major nafkamina is the Chumrah of Davar Gush. What's the Chumrah of Davar Gush? That we know that if you fill this cup without leaving the Chazon Ish aside, if you take a kettle and you fill up the cup is now a klisheni. And we explained, because it doesn't have the hot walls of the klirishin, it only has the cold walls of the klisheni. Okay. But there's some things that do not get affected by the fact that they're in a kli. For example, a piece of meat or a piece of potato. If you have a potato and you take it out of the pot and you put it on your plate, it's not considered in the cold walls. It retains its heat itself. So the potato, Zakta Chavos Da'as, is going to have the same status as an Iroi, as pouring it out, because the potato is the same thing. It doesn't have the cold walls, but it also doesn't have the hot walls anymore either. So the potato is in between now. So what's the din of something which doesn't have hot walls and doesn't have cold walls? So we're saying that it will depend on Rav and Shmuel. Okay?
That's where she starts, with their machlokes.
Yeah, this is where their issue is. So now when you're going to have... So Lagabi Bishol, Lagabi cooking, so he holds that it will only cook if it became Yatzeledes. So if you put something on the meat that became Yatzeledes, then maybe according to Shmuel, it will consider cooking it. But if it didn't become Yatzeledes, it will still give Blias. And therefore, he says that the Davar Gush and the Iroi whether they give Blias or not, and how much Blias is going to be dependent on Rav and Shmuel. Is that the Ilah or is that not the Ilah? Okay? So the main case of Ilah is like by an Iroi when something's pouring, or a Davar Gush where it's not being affected necessarily by the plate. So it's not a klisheni, it's not a klirishin, it's in between. So the status of that is, it may have a korach of bishul, may not have a korach of bishul, because it doesn't have hot walls, it doesn't have cold walls. So, depends. But as far as Blias is concerned, it will depend on Rav and Shmuel. Did you put it on top? Did you not put it on top, etc. So if you had a tray, a fleishik potato, and you put on top of that fleishik potato, with roitiv, something wet, so then that would depend on Rav and Shmuel. Okay? So this is a Chavos Da'as Mahalach in the Sugya, based on, you know, the Tez and Shabbos and what he said last week. This is putting together his Shita, more or less.
So I feel like this Rav and Shmuel is not where you're pouring something into a pot.
Where you're putting something into a pot, no. Everyone's going to read the Gri, that's Klirishin.
The Chal of Reiseach that they're talking about, that's not in a Klirishin.
Right, it's an Iroi, it fell out.
No, the Chal of Reiseach is on the bottom and a piece of meat falls in.
Where is the milk? You have to say it's not in a Klirishin. It's probably on the counter. Right, it's not in the Klirishin. Yeah, that's a good point, because the Chalav, where's the Chalav, the Maisa? Right? So this is the Chavos Da'as Mahalach, if you put together the Chavos Da'as from Tzadi Aleph with the Chavos Da'as and Tzadi Beis. So basically saying, we're not actually being Kaveya the temperature. We're not deciding which temperature it is. All we're saying is, L'gabi Blias, this is the way it goes. Okay? And again, basically, if you have hot walls, then it's for sure mevashal. If you have cold walls, it's not mevashal. And the whole shmuz of Rav and Shmuel is everything in between. This is the Chavos Da'as Mahalach. It's a gevaldik mahalach, and it's a big yisoid legabe, many, many things as well. In order to cook, it has to become yatzeledes, right? Right. The blias, but not necessarily.
No.
The hot item has to be yatzeledes, but the one coming on top doesn't have to turn yatzeledes to get the blias. That's the point that he's saying. Okay. So that's more or less You know, the Chavis Das is Mahalach. But like we said, there's a lot of nafkaminas of this whole understanding. You know, that you're still connected with the walls and all that. Okay, just to finish up the sif over here at Tzadi Alf Dalet. So let's go into the Ramah now. Okay, so we said we passing like Shmuel that Tata Gavar, and therefore if you have, let's say, the hot piece of salami, and on top of it you put a cold slice of cheese, so we would say that the whole thing becomes basa b'chalav. We did point out, based on the Chavis Das, that if that it's not going to be considered that the cheese was cooked, it's just considered that it got blias, so it would be basa b'chalav d'rabbanon. It's not going to be basa b'chalav d'araisa, okay, because it's only davar gush, like we're saying, because davar gush doesn't have hot walls, so it's not considered d'araisa. Okay. Then he says, what happens if the opposite case? Let's say you have the milk on the counter and then the hot meat fell in. So then the halacha would be the opposite is that they both do kedei klipa. Now what happens if you took this raw piece of meat? It was hot milk. No, the opposite case. You took this hot piece of meat that the klipa of the meat now has milk in it. Okay? And then you went ahead and you cooked that piece of meat. Better yet, you fried it and you made ground beef out of it. Okay, so what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Now you can no longer take off the klipa. You can only take off the klipa of a piece. You can no longer take off the klipa. So what do you do? What's the halacha? So you have blias that went into the klipa, right?
And not just the klipa, because you mix it up. So you're saying you mix it up. Now the blias are transferring to the shark.
Okay, so let's just keep it simple. So you have the klipa basically got mixed up with everything else. So, because that's a complicated question, Hanan and everything. So the point is, the klipa got mixed up with everything else, right? So normally, what do you say? When you have something that's treif that got mixed up with everything else, then you would need shishim, right? You need 60 times the amount of the kosher connected the amount of the treif. So here, the klipa is treif, is basa b'chalav. So you need 60 times the klipa in the rest of the meat in order to be able to eat it. The problem is, says the Ramah, v'imloy kalfu, if you did not take off the klipa, u'bishlukach, and you recooked it, mutter b'di'evet. It's mutter b'di'evet. So shaila is, and the assumption is you can't do the klipa now, otherwise you'll do the klipa now. Right? The point is, you turned it into ground beef and you can't do the klipa anymore. So why is this mutter b'di'evet? So I don't know if the Olam saw last week the Tosis in Pesachim Ayin Vav. So Tosis in Pesachim Ayin Vav has the opposite case. Now let's say the milk is let's go like Rav, it's easier. So let's go like Rav. So the milk is cold. No, let's go like Shmuel Tam. The milk is cold and the hot piece of meat fell into the milk. So how much of the milk became treif? The klipa of the milk. So just for argument's sake, give numbers. Let's say that in the klipa of the milk was 1 ounce. Because if it was big enough kli, that the klipa of the milk was 1 ounce, okay? So, l'chayra, you cannot take...
Liquid?
Huh? That's what I'm saying. You would have to... It's the klipa of the liquid, right? The outer surface of the liquid, theoretically, would become treif. But you can't take off klipa of a liquid. So therefore, l'chayra, says Tosfos, a machoikas, one sheet in Tosfos is that the only way to eat the milk, you can't take off the klipa, so the only way to eat the milk is to make sure you have 60 ounces now, 61 ounces. You need 60 ounces against the klipa. You need shishim in the milk, connected the klipa. If you don't have shishim in the milk, connected the klipa, so then you can't eat anything, because now the klipa became treif and it got mixed in with the rest of the milk. The other sheet in Tosfos, the Riva, no, you can eat the milk. But the evidence, okay. It sounds like what he's saying is, that the klipa is like a chomer balma. It's a lechatchila. If you could do it, do it. If you can't, don't worry about it. Okay? So, we have to understand a little bit, Booz. Okay? But this Ramah sounds like he's paskining like that shita in the Riva. So he's saying the Riva said it by milk. It's always like that. But by meat, you can also have a case like that. Let's say you took the meat and you forgot to take off the klipa, and you cut it up, and you made it into ground beef, and you no longer have an opportunity to take off the klipa, you would be able to rely on the Riva. Now, this is a three-way machlekes achroinim had a miyashiv, the opinion of the Ramah here, because achroinim ask akasha, I think everyone's going to assume right away that the teretz is the third mahalach. The third mahalach is the Magen Avram in Hilchos Pesach. But the first two mahalachim is the Taz and the Shach. So I'm going to ask the kasha, but I feel like probably people are just going to answer right away the Magen Avram's teretz. But the Taz asks Akasha from many other places that we find that whenever the din is klipa, we don't say b'di'evet it's mutter. We don't say b'di'evet it's mutter. There's a lot of cases of klipa. For example, Malicha. There's a few cases like that. Malicha goes in kdei klipa, and if you cooked it up afterwards, it could be it's a problem. You need shishim connected the klipa. There's a case where you put malicha into a kli. If it's a kli chayes, you have to throw out the kli. Sounds pretty bedievit to me. It's bedievit. You're gonna have to throw out a kli because now the klipa of the kli is treif. So frek the taz. If you're gonna tell me, and the taz is understanding, and so is the shach, that the rivaz shita is that there's no such thing as klipa really. Whenever it says klipa, it's a chumrah. Because there's no real metzias that the bliya only goes in kedei klipa. So I just wash it off. Okay, it's a little more than washing it off. Don't just wash it off, take off a little bit. Because the klipa is really, there's no real idea that the bliya went in kedei klipa. It's a chumrah. So therefore, the rivaz says, if you can't do the chumrah, don't do it. Fine, so you're not gonna make you throw out all the food. So you can't do the chumrah, just don't worry about it. But he asked the Taz, how could the Rama passing like that here? The Rama, many other places, says that the klipa is also b'dievin. If you have a kli, you got to throw out the kli. If you have a few other places. So the Taz argues on the Rama. The Taz of Katan Zion argues on the Rama, and he says you have to be machmer, and we don't pass like the Riva, and you got to throw out the milk if you don't have shishim. If you made ground beef, you got to have shishim. Can I get the klipa? Then you got to be machmer. The Shach also goes with the same idea. The Shach in Ches, he also goes with the same idea, basically asking the Kasha on the Ramah. But the Shach ends up saying a little bit of a teretz. And he says like this. He says, there's a little bit of a tarti disaster over here. Because on the one hand, really, b'dieved, it's okay. Okay, b'dieved, it's fine, let's say. But by the case of the Kli, we're going to say that the klipa is still visible. The klipa is still there. Or certain cases when the klipa is still there and you have to take off the klipa, then we're going to ask for everything else. So it's not a disaster. So where the klipa is still visible, where the klipa is still around, then we're going to treat it like Ikra Adin. Where the klipa is not visible anymore, we're not going to treat it like the Ikra Adin anymore. So where the klipa is still around, like the case of the kli, so we're going to be machmer on that. Where the klipa got mixed into everything else, you can't really take off the klipa, so then we're going to be more makel. It depends on basically what happened. That's.
If it's a problem, it's a problem. It's not that it's not.
He's saying it's really a problem. We don't want to do a tarti disaster. So we want the lechatchila idea to make sense. So if we're done, that's the end of the story. So it's just either throw out the food or eat the food. So fine, eat the food. But if, even after you eat the food, there's still going to be a klipa somewhere that you're ignoring. So now it's like, it's a tactic disaster. So we don't want to do. But the Magen Avraham in Pesach basically says that not everywhere that it says klipa is the same. By certain cases, we're going to see later on, melicha or shechita. The Gemara says if you have shechita, if you shecht an animal with a treif knife, since there's a lot of friction by shechita, then the bleas from the treif knife go into the animal. You have to take off the klipa of the animal. Take off the klipa of the makom shechita. And other things like that. Certain places where it says klipa, taka, the blea goes in kate klipa, and that's me'ikar adin. That's taka maker adin, and therefore in those places, the rest of the places that the Rama is saying that there's a problem of klipa, like by shechita or melicha or all these other places, the klipa is maker adin, and we're taka machmer on that, even b'dieved. It's only this klipa of tata gavar that the Gemara really started off saying if tata gavar cooled it off. So the Gemara asked Sedekasha, "Ad maker le yevshu lebala porta." Look like a klipa. That klipa was taka only a chomer ba'alma. The klipa in our sugya is a chomer ba'alma, but the evidence is mutter without doing klipa. That's among the Ram Shita. So Mashenkin, don't walk away here saying every time you're going to see klipa the rest of your adaya, that's a chomer ba'alma, don't worry about it. So remember, no, every other place is mikra adin. It's only here, it's a chomer ba'alma because really the bottom one cooled it off. So since really the bottom one cooled it off, there is no klipa. That klipa is a chomer ba'alma. So if you could do it, do it. If you can't do it because you already made it into ground beef or it's a liquid or whatever, then taka the Ramah's meiko.
Steak and you didn't ground it up and you cooked it.
So then the rest of the steak is kosher. Now take off the klipa now.
What about, does it trim up your pan at all?
Well, it depends which side was up.
Let's say the cheesy klipa back bar is on the bottom. Does that would that actually make, would that infect the rest of the meat?
It wouldn't affect the meat because there's more than shishim in the meat against the flavor of the klipa going into the meat. But the klipa could still take off.
Once you cook it, what's the point of taking off the klipa?
Because the klipa is still there, what? No, because we assume, we have to be machmer. No, that's the halacha. The halacha is that we don't assume all the, we assume l'chumra the bli is buena, not l'kula. So l'chumra, you still have to take off the klipa. Rabbi Kivager says something like, even after you take off the klipa, you have to do adach, which I don't understand what he's talking about.
Now we learned you don't do adach on things that you wouldn't have to wash. Yeah, cook steak.
You know what I'm saying? After you did klipa, your chara, that includes in it hadacha.
So, also, if I put it on for charis, I would say that's much
right, better. Right. You're saying because there, according to the Magen Avraham's pshat, that it's a chomer ba'alma, you're going to have to throw out the charis. Right. So, yeah. So, in a chanami. So, if the klipa is still there, so then we're not, then take it off. But if it's not there and you're going to have to throw out the whole food, then you're not going to have to throw out the food. According to the Shach, here would be a chumrah. Because since you're taking off the klipa off the steak, you have to throw out the food also. It'll be a tight disaster otherwise. So the Shach holds that you can't have a tight disaster. This is the Yehuda's pshat in the Shach. But
what's the tight disaster here?
No, I'm saying, let's say your case. I didn't make it into ground beef. I just fried the steak. So when I finish frying the steak, I'm gonna say, oh, the pot, I don't wanna throw out the pot, because it's not a kasherable pot. I don't wanna throw out the pot. Oh, it's only klipa, don't worry about it. And then when I come and sit down to eat the steak, I'm going to take off the klipa. So is the klipa treif or is it not treif? If it's treif, then throw out the pot. If it's not treif, then don't take off the klipa.
If you don't like
taz, then the whole Ramah's out. He argues on the Ramah. He says, but the evidence also.
No, I'm saying taz, that even that we don't hold this, these dinim when it's bliya. It's only when it's
also. Oh, fine. Yeah, but here there's oil. I'm saying. There's oil, I'm saying. So that's right. So according to the Shach in this case, you can't take off the klipa off the steak and then throw out and then keep the pan. So it's either or. According to the Magen Avraham, where you can, when you can't. So the whole chumrah of klipa on the is a chumrah, so throw out the pot, but you don't throw out the pot, but take off the klipa off the steak. We're talking about when you chopped it up and made ground, but you can't take off the klipa anymore. Okay, so that is Sif Dalet. Okay, so we'll stop here. Shkoyach.